If we are powerful in those regards, nobody will be able to defeat us. This is the base of our logic. Our logic will not change, and we will move forward based on this very logic. And over the past few weeks, what we did over the past few weeks in terms of dialogue with the world is based on the same principle. Iran's power is to be able to secure people's rights and stand up to ill wishers in order to achieve the lofty ideals of the establishment of the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution. That's the reason why what takes priority, as I said in my yesterday's speech, what takes priority for us is national production. This is the base. If we have production boom in the country, and if we are capable enough, if we become rich and if we become powerful, then we will be able to easily weather all these problems and go past these ups and downs. Of course, one of our powers is our diplomatic and political power. We hold talks with others, we hold negotiations with others in order to secure people's interests and rights. However, those who imposed sanctions on our people and actually conducted economic terrorism against us, whatever change in our behavior towards them begins with their repentance. I have said it time and again, they should start once again to live up to their commitments. They should correct their wrong path. They should change their wrong path and begin to serve the global interests and security based on mutual respect, mutual dignity. They should recognize our revolution and our establishment and the rights of our nation, and they should repent and rectify their errors and mistakes. In terms of Iran-U.S. relations, if the U.S. does not lift sanctions on us and remove all those sanctions, and if it does not change this wrong path, we will not witness any positive change in those relations. Positive changes, actually, the key to positive changes is in the hands of Washington. If they want to enjoy more security in our region, and if, as they claim, they want to have better relations with countries in our region, and if, as they claim, they say we don't want anything from Iran, and we want just Iran shouldn't build nuclear bombs. And this is not what they say, actually. Well, we are not building atomic bombs, whether you say it or not, whether you say you have to do it or whether you say you mustn't do it. It has no effect on our willpower, because our military we are not seeking, we have not been seeking weapons of destruction, nor chemical weapons, nor biological weapons, not of the fatwa by the Supreme. Concern is this? Well, this concern is illegal should be if wealth administrators we held now we are almost countries those powers the they commitments we actually fulfill their commitments we will continue solve problems through logical means and path not one day sanctions, unfair sanctions are lifted. Respect of the Iranian people that there will be an arrests. Today, the national duty and revolutionary duty powers help boost action and is one of the projects which was inaugurated force. Based companies are a driving force. The economic sector, all of them can create hundreds of thousands of jobs. How to us? The 11th administration of ports, roads, air transportation, the transportation fleet took deviated from the right path now. Would have been renovated, but managed to and that is what gives people ease of mind. That's what gives people welfare. So these steps were taken. The Chabahar port was expanded. The Chabahar Zayedan railway began operating. The railroad connecting Qazvin to Rasht was completed and was inaugurated. Several other.
So that was our president, the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani, who was addressing a crowd in the Iranian capital Tehran. He took the opportunity to mention that Iran is not seeking tensions at all, and is its foreign policy is based on constructive interaction with other countries. He also took the opportunity to reiterate Iran's position regarding talks with the United States. He said any kind of talks will begin with the U.S. lifting the illegal sanctions that it has imposed on Iran. He also said that any chances for photo ops, he actually did not mince his words saying that, any chances for photo ops with Donald Trump, he ruled out actually those chances, saying that Iran will be